first thing I want to say is that I still remember when I first heard Haitian slang. It blew my mind. Does that feel like a million years ago?
Hell yeah. I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
I remember the song, the name, but I don't remember the song.
You remember that shit? People go on, check that out. It's been re-uploaded on YouTube a few times over the years, but I don't know. When you think back to yourself making music at that time in your life, what's different from now? You've accomplished everything you wanted back then.
It's like back then. Back then it was free because you wasn't a superstar. You didn't have a face, So anything goes. Now it's like it's certain shit you can't do, certain shit you can't say, certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Certain shit just because you already got like. Especially when you're like at my status, like a big homie status, I got a record label. It's like certain things I can't even do no more. So it's like that's the only reason why I met goddamn just have old memories about those times. Like fuck, I was free, I was really able to say fuck Trump. Like I'm in a rug, Trump like, split his throat. Like it was really legit to say that back then, because it's like you just thug.
Yeah.
Now it's like you can't say this.
And but that's what made everybody love you so much early on. When I think about Young Thug and what makes Young Thug, it's the rawness, the freedom on the beat to do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you're probably the biggest stylistic innovator, in my opinion, in hip-hop in like the last 10 years for that fact. That you just, I heard somebody say a long time ago that it almost made every other rapper seem unnecessary when you really first came out and people heard how different you were rapping, and you shaped so many other rappers to come since you.
Those times, it's just so, it's so hard. Man, you can't get deals no more, none of that off that crazy shit back then.
Yeah.
Niggas, we was making a million. We probably made like 3-4 million just out of the streets, just doing little nightclubs and shit like that. We probably made our first million off that, because it's like, they ain't letting us in the dope.
Yeah.
We really got guns in the video, and they real. You a Google name, people really here for this.
Right.
It's like, fuck. Right. Nigga had straight money up the hallway. Nigga had to do all them little Alabama and South Florida shows and shit.
But does it feel crazy to be performing to 100,000 people as opposed to used to be in front of 500 people and you thought that was crazy as fuck?
What is this, crazy?
Yeah, like how does it feel to be playing to that many fucking people now compared to where you were at?
It feels good because it's just like, I know where I came from. I know what I did to get here. I know how pure I am, you know what I'm saying? How pure my heart is, no matter what nobody thinks. I know how pure this shit is, and just like how much it took me to get here, how many times I cried. I mean, the long nights I cried, because I ain't have them. It was taking longer. I have those type of daydreams when I'm on stage. When I get on stage, I'm having those type of daydreams. What's up, man?
Yeah.
What time you going?
Yeah.
What time you going?
In a second.
Okay.
I'm good.
You should just stop by real quick, real casual. That relationship as strong as ever?
Yeah, that's my brother. This shit ain't got no rap. It's my brother. Like, whoever he hate, I hate. No matter we was cool, no matter we had friendships, no matter what. If he don't like you, I hate you.
I'm here for it. What do you see in Juice WRLD? Like, talk about the talent that you see from him. You just brought him out on stage in front of all these people. I seen you said that he was like the best freestyler alive.
He like that 2009 or 2000. He probably like that 2006, but like 2006 to 2009, Lil Wayne. He that nigga. Like, so I be trying to make him like. I watch all Wayne mistakes. The shit that had something to do with him and the mistakes that didn't have nothing to do with him. I just sit and study all of it. I watch all mistakes and try not to make them. So I just, that's why my relationship's so tight with him. It's like, I look at him like that, like, damn, well, you really got him. Because this nigga really can freestyle. Like, he really don't write. Like, if you give him a subject, he go rap right now. He gonna say metaphors, and he gonna say punchlines. He's gonna be like, you had some rope? Like, no, nigga, rap about Pikachu.
But do you ever freestyle like that anymore?
Yeah, I don't ever write.
But you're the punching guy, whereas he fucking, half the time, he really freestyles the whole verse.
Yeah, he'll really freestyle the whole verse, but he's just so young and he done been called into so many TV shows and games and so much knowledge, just like new school knowledge, just like you can't compete with him because he gonna say shit like, he gonna really know about Tarzan. I mean, we only know Tarzan is a handsome guy in the jungle with animals, but he really watched Tarzan, he's a kid. Like, so he gonna be able to say a name that's another character in Tarzan that we'll never know. he'll be able to say this name, like, and he can freestyle it. Like, mm-hmm. On the real beats, like, it's like, you can't compete. You know too much. You know all fucking Dragon Ball Z characters. This nigga know all fucking Nickelodeon shows. Anything ever happened on TV for like kids, these niggas in tune with it. So it's like, that's why their videos look like he just one of them ones. He's smart as a motherfucker. Definitely. He never run out of nothing to say. He's that smart. Like,
what do you think of Lil Nas X?
What's wrong?
You got love for him? You feel the music? I was just wondering what your opinion was on everything he's accomplishing lately.
Yeah, that's dope, because he's from Atlanta. And he just, he's just a young nigga. It ain't even about him being black. I don't care if he's black or white, purple. He's just a young nigga, goddamn, chasing dreams. Like, people can look at like his old Nike or shit. This nigga probably can show you videos when he was in the studio in 2014. He can show you videos when he was in the studio in 2009. So you can't just, you know what I'm saying? I know how people looked at mine when I first came. People were like, oh damn, who is this? This nigga just came out of nowhere. Like, nigga, I got 10 mixtapes up. Nigga, when I came out of nowhere, I got 10 mixtapes buzzing in my hometown. Like,
yeah.
So I knew how it was with me. So it's like I was saying earlier, I just learned from my own mistakes. Oh, I ain't gonna make that mistake on nobody. I don't judge no punk, him, but nobody. I don't give a fuck what they rap about. They all gotta make sense. They all gotta rap about the struggle. Nothing to me. I just adore what they think.
What about Keith?
My son?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
He's going crazy.
Yeah, he's the next up.
Insane.
Yes, he's gonna be like the 2009 or the 2000, probably like the 2009. What year Wayne did at Lollipop?
2008.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like the 2009. He like the 2009 Wayne, but he got a chance to stay in that place for like 10 years. So it's my son, I just be on him every day and just give him all the game. It's like so much shit I see he can't see. So I just give him the game and I know how to just simplify it and just give it to him the simplest way ever so he can understand that I got a bigger vision. I see something totally different out of you. You know what I'm saying? Because he's one of the ones. He gonna be like Thug Big.
Well, you're starting to have like a crazy track record because the Gunna shit has been so fucking successful and you found him super early on. Keed shit looks like it could definitely be a similar situation. How important is that to you though, that, like, to be the one actually finding these guys early and signing them? Like, is that just natural to you to just have your eye to all the new rappers to the extent that you would actually want to do business with them?
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, I knew how I was looked at, I knew how I was judged. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time I was in Keed position. Okay. Like Keed is now, once upon a time I was there. I used to beg for OGs. I used to pray for niggas to put money behind me. I just used to pray for niggas to believe in me because it's like, nigga, I got 10 siblings. Like, my mom had 11 kids out of her own womb. So it's like, I got so much faith and so much, my heart so just pure and big and like not cold at all to the point where it's like, I used to be really gasping for OGs. Like, I used to be like, damn, can somebody be my, I would've took an OG from a whole nother side of town, a whole nother town. I just wanted an OG because it's just like, nigga, I want to just wake up and feel every day like, all right, this nigga, the big homie, he can't tell me nothing wrong. And goddamn, I'm gonna feel good for life. I can be broke 20 more years. As long as I got this feeling like a dad, a big homie. I got a real father, like a big homie on music and shit like that. And my heart, I probably would've felt 10 times better. I probably would've been making better music way back then. Mm-hmm. So I just be like that with them, cause it's like, they can be the ones, but all it takes is one snooze.
How you feel about casually being able to break the internet with an Instagram caption?
How do I feel about breaking the internet?
With the fuck me daddy one, that made everybody go crazy. Like, when you do that, are you conscious of what you're doing to the game right there, that you know you're fucking with people and that people aren't gonna be able to resist reacting to it?
No, I don't think it's like a clout thing. I think it's more of a, I'm the type of person that focuses on the picture. So if I just stare at this picture for goddamn 20 seconds or 30 seconds, that's what I'm gonna think of. Like, nigga, that's how a bitch would be like, fuck me daddy, like, type of bitch. I don't never do it. I don't do nothing for clout. I just dig deep into things. If I see something on a picture and I'm like, I wanna just goddamn, I sit and stare at the picture for a minute. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I sometimes go back to it. Goddamn, it's just like, I don't do shit for the clout. I wasn't even caring about breaking the internet. That shit could have got 100 likes. I don't give a fuck. I just said what was like purely on my mind. So I'm a freestyler. It's like, it's easy for me to freestyle because I'm gonna be real. I'm pure. You know, no matter what I say, if I say something like the struggle with Tupac, or if I say something like motherfucking drugs, nigga, it's gonna be real because it's like, I try my best to speak facts. Mm.
The London is like this mega hit, your latest mega hit. How'd that one come about in terms of the actual recording? And did you know it was a massive hit when you first heard it?
Man, hell no. Actually, I did. We did the song on tour when me and J. Cole was on tour. Mm. We did the song, goddamn. And Travis came to the studio. Nicole, like, man, let's get Travis in the yoke. Cause him and Travis had some shit going on a few years ago. Mm. And me and him was just chopping it up every day, just like about 6 weeks straight, just on some goddamn breaking it, bringing everybody home, bringing family, just like fuck revenge. You know what I'm saying? I hate this word. It's my pet peeve.
Revenge?
Yes.
What is it about that?
Because it's a form of like peerless. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not purely doing something. Mm. It's a revenge.
You're not motivated by that to want to like prove the people wrong who doubted you? No. When I think about revenge, that's what I think about. It's like actually being motivated to succeed because there's people who really didn't want to see you succeed.
Yeah, but they got to make, I understand your way of it, but they need to make like a smoother word then. Because the word just sound like, ugh. The word sound like it's medic. You know what I'm saying? The word just like revenge.
Right.
It's no matter how you say it. A newborn baby can say revenge. Mm-hmm. It's still gonna sound like, oh, she got some get back. She right. trying to get some get back. Oh, you trying to get some get back.
Do you feel for Taylor Swift?
About what?
You feel for Taylor Swift? She's really upset because the company that owns her masters is like selling her masters back and forth, and now Scooter Braun owns her masters. Is that the kind of thing that you relate to in terms of just, you know, now you got your own label and you're able to sign these artists and everything. How do you feel about your early days in terms of the early deals you signed and all that shit?
Shit, my first deal was like $10,000-$15,000. I didn't care for money. I just had a plan. I always had a plan. That was the difference for me and other artists. I always had a plan, so it's like I ain't really care for no money. Like when I signed with label, I was like, all right, goddamn, nigga, this the plan. This is what I want. This is what I want to manifest. This is the manifestation. This is what I want y'all to focus on. This. Don't worry about no money. You give me goddamn $1,000 to pay my rent up. I'm cool. Just nigga, work on the plan. I just need the platform. So my first deal was shitty, but I admit it. I ain't care about no money. I ain't care about shit. I just wanted the motherfucking the computer. I just wanted the computer behind me and see what I did with it.
Yeah. That's facts.
I had a plan, so I never really focused on goddamn trying to get a trillion gazillion dollars out of the label.
Oh, just figure the shit out afterwards?
Yeah, it's already in the plan. It's just like I just need the step. This is me, the label right here. Mm-hmm. This the sun.
You notice they got wooden forks out here?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
In terms of where you're at right now, in terms of releasing new music and stuff, what can we look forward to and what has you excited?
I'm about to put my album out probably like three more weeks or a month. Probably all that, about 6 more weeks, I don't know. I'm leaving from over here on the 20th. It's called Gold My Dog, but I might change the name to So Much Fun, because every song is like, it's not even a point to the songs. All the songs are like just turn up club, radio, fucking parade music. Like it ain't no storylines to most of the songs. Mm. It's not storylines. So I ain't wanna have some crazy, revenge-y type of name, and then people listen to it, it's like, okay. So I just want to name it like So Much Fun, because I just want you to take it as it is, like take it as what it is. Like this shit is all about fun. Like, if you're not trying to in a having a fun mood, don't even play this album. Right?
You think your music is getting more positive as you get older?
Yes, because you know back then you wasn't no superstar, so you just say and do whatever. Now it's like, no, you can't say it. You can't say nothing about a gay person now. Back then, every song you gonna say somebody gay. Now you can't.
But I feel like that's a weird situation because, you know, you used to be able to just say something about a gay person, but do you avoid that stuff because of the backlash publicly, or do you avoid it because you actually respect gay people and shit? Because I seen you with the Lil Nas thing, like, it's weird because he actually is gay, but he's getting some of the same backlash that people used to put on you for just dressing crazy and dressing different and shit. So it's like you guys kind of almost have gone through similar cycles, even though, you know, you got a girlfriend, whatever, but... How do you feel watching him sort of go through that, getting some backlash or being honest about sexuality?
Shit, I feel like he probably shouldn't have told the world.
Really?
But he shouldn't have told the world because it's like these days, motherfuckers, it's just all judgment. Like, motherfuckers just judging. It ain't even about the music no more. Once you say, found out he was gay, everybody, as soon as the song come on now, everybody like, yeah, nigga. Niggas don't even care to listen to the song.
You think it's like that?
Yeah, but it's just like, to certain people. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Because he doesn't have like a street type fan base. Nah. He got a mainstream fan base. So I feel like the reaction, I heard for the most part, like the super, like the people who don't fuck with gay people are not really the type of people that are gonna be big fans of him anyway.
Of course. Mm. I just feel like he young and it's like, backlash can come behind anything, so it's like, it wasn't a bad idea, and it was most definitely the best time to do it, doing the Pride. That was the best time to do it. That was a genius move. But it's like, he young, so I know what he gonna be dealing with it. In his mind, I deal with this. I know he gonna be dealing with it, so that's why I was like, fuck, he should have told him about it.
But you're a person, you've never avoided controversy. It seems like, if anything, you're happy to take it on. Like, when there's a big controversy going about with you, I feel like you're not bothered by it, true or false.
I'm most definitely not bothered by anything. If you ever see me bothered about something, 9 times out of 10 is true. Like, I can't be mad at the world for saying you gave me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, I got 6 kids. It would be a perfect time to be gay.
Right. Why would you give a fuck when people are saying about you? Just because you wore a long shirt one time, whatever?
Yeah, it's like, nigga, I wore this long ass dress that I had a motherfucking AK-47 up under. Nigga, like, I'm saying it on my album, it's one of the songs in my album, and it just explained like the question of the century, like the question that everybody always wanted to know. It's one bar in the song that just answers the question. Like, you'll hear, it's like dope. This project is gonna be really dope. I really fuck with Lil Nas X. The remix about to get ready to come out too.
Which song?
The
Panini?
Who?
Panini or Old Town?
Old Town.
You got on that?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I got on this shit.
Damn, it's crazy.
He was already like rising. He was already going to number one. Yeah. It was like by like 2 or 3 weeks, by like a month before he was going number one. Mm. So I just stalled out on it. Like, man, I don't even want to look like I'm jumping into his clout. Jumping into anything. He already showed me the most respect by saying that I inspired him.
Yeah.
So I don't even care. Like, I ain't even caring to get in his way. I want him to get $1 trillion. I want him to get more money than me.
Do you think that the presidential bid could really be coming in 2024?
Yeah. Because it's like, if you elect Trump be your president.
That's what I figured you were thinking.
Why wouldn't this let
me idiot to be president? Why not Thug?
I'm really making people rich. I'm making people like, I'm bringing pureness into the world. Like, I'm really, my heart really in the right spot, like the right place. It's like, no matter how my words come out, then you're gonna be able to understand. Like, nigga, his heart is in the right place. Like, why wouldn't I win? Mm. You let this nigga win. Why wouldn't I win?
Right. I mean, you'd be appealing to a different part of the country, but that's what we gotta hope for, is that enough of the country understands Young Thug. You think you'd be a better president than Kanye?
A better one?
Yeah.
Yes. I fuck yeah.
Why is that?
Because he can't outthink me. He can like out troll me, but he can outthink me.
Right.
I'm like, I'm a thinker. He the type of Kanye, like, I'll do something, make a mistake, and then like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of like, hold on. Ball, like, my hand jump, like, you know what I'm saying? It's totally different. Mm-hmm. And he don't do it. He do it off of like being genuine. He just so genuine and honest with himself. It's like, everything is just like, it's no help to his honesty. Like, he gonna always be, he just honest. So once you just like one of those real miracle honest people, like 100% honest, nigga, a lot of times you gonna blurt out. A lot of times you gonna jump before you think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm gonna think it out. He gonna jump every time, he gonna jump the gun.
Yeah.
And he gonna be right. But he gonna jump the gun and he gonna say it wrong. And I know how to simplify anything. I know how to do this shit just like Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really? It's crazy.
You been fucking with the food out here in the UK? We got Nando's on deck.
And that's all I'm eating out here.
You fucking with the Nando's?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yes. It's all that I eat. I eat this shit every day.
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Fuck. And I eat nothing else, like that. No other meal. Nando's every day.
Every day. Wow. My man. Hey, it was such an honor to get to talk to you, man. I've been a fan since day one, damn near. And,
hey, slang, big money.
My audience is gonna be so hyped because they love you more than damn near anybody, you know. because I do interviews with all these young kids. And when I say who you fuck with, I mean, sometimes it's Gucci, sometimes it's Keith, but I mean, you're definitely one of the names that get mentioned the most.
Gucci, he did it wrong. So it took him a long, he got it right now, though, but it took him a long time to get it right.
Yeah.
Because he understood your joke and stuff. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Chief Keith wasn't smart enough. He was also a jumper. I'm gonna think. Now I go stick. I'm gonna look at TP failure, Gucci failure, even when they prosper. I'm gonna look at what could have made them fail when they prosper. Oh, you made it? Damn, what could have stopped them from making it? And I'm gonna master that and not do it ever. And installing them keys, Gunner, you, everybody, anybody else talk to, installing them. You know what I'm saying? It's about feeding.
You're doing what's best for yourself now at this point. You think when you were younger, you had a little bit more of those self-destructive desires where you were just a little bit out of control, but now you're just acting in your own, on you and your family's behalf?
Kind of. I just grew up. Yeah. I looked at some of the stuff I did, and I know if I do it now, it would have been over. You know what I'm saying? And I really, you know, my dad, my OG, but I mean, it's going to be around each other goddamn 1 month out of 6 months. He always doing his own thing. I'm always taking care of him, doing my own thing. So goddamn. Yeah, I think that
works. All right, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Legend.
Love.